from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brandy, a productive discussion today that took place during the Erie County Legislature's Health and Human Services Committee, talking about the opioid epidemic that Erie County faces at this time as numbers of overdoses in the county continues to go up. Just wanted to get your thoughts overall in terms of the productiveness of today's meeting and what your thoughts were overall.
So today we had the opportunity to share with the legislators some of the different projects. Not only Horizon, but some of our community partners are really doing with some of the county opioid money in an effort to tackle the overdoses. Everything from prevention, harm reduction, to research, to treatment. And so today we were able to have that dialogue, which really sparked bigger conversations that this really needs to be on the forefront of everyone. It's a community issue. And so a lot of dialogue around how can we tackle this as the numbers continue to unfortunately increase.
I know that the county over the years has really worked to include more programs. They have the task force to try and deal with the opioid epidemic. Why do you believe that overdoses are still rising, unfortunately, at this time?
Yeah, and we had a robust conversation today, and I think Dr. Bernstein did a really good job explaining sometimes what happens behind the numbers. The biggest factor that we're seeing, obviously, is fentanyl. That is in a lot of the drug supply that is in our community. It's not just in the opioids that people have historically been using, but it's in substances like cocaine. And so a lot of non-traditional users who perhaps don't identify as having opioid use disorder are finding themselves in circumstances where they're having both fatal and non-fatal overdoses. That's one big factor. The other thing we talked about, too, is that, counties, and particularly in our area, are doing a better job of identifying how people have died. And so those numbers are becoming more and more accurate. Not all counties have that ability to have that data really be available. The other thing I see, and I shared today, one of the things I see in our programs is that we do have a lot of individuals who have been using over significant periods of time, and they're becoming older, they're more medically compromised, all of those things start to impact your risk of potential overdoses. But the supply in particular, I would say, is the number one. And we're seeing that not just in Western New York, but really all across the nation when it comes to these spikes of overdoses in volume.
So what are some of the primary challenges that programs like yours are facing in response to the opioid crisis?
Well, one of the things we're trying to do is really make sure that we're improving access across the board. And so when individuals are reaching out for help, making sure we have the ability to meet them where they're at, be able to see them in a timely fashion, not just for clinical work, but make sure that we are able to get them linked with our medical providers for medications that can help manage some of those cravings, urges. We really want to make sure that everyone in the community is trained in overdose prevention with Narcan, and so that becomes just a regular intervention with all individuals, regardless if they're identifying if they have a substance use disorder. Those are things that are really important. One of the challenges, too, is that a lot of times we have individuals who are contemplative, and so we're trying to be creative in how we engage them, using peers, making sure that they understand that they can seek services even if they continue to use, and really using kind of that harm reduction focus and trying to help individuals understand that there are tools we can try to help keep them safe, removing stigma and shame. But really, all of those are things that we're really working towards to try to help our community. I spoke today, and I think it's important to acknowledge that our workforce continues to have a challenge. This is a very difficult job. This is a job that is meaningful and it's important, and it takes a toll on a lot of our first responders and our staff that are working with individuals. And so really emphasizing the need for funding to keep people in the field and make sure that their wellness is also taken care of.
I think when people hear opioid crisis, anything to deal with opioid, especially now, a lot of people tend to think about fentanyl, but it certainly seems like it goes further than that, right?
Yeah. Well, the reality is that, unfortunately, fentanyl is very, very cheap. And for those individuals who are selling drugs, making drugs, they're putting it in a lot of different substances, and it's highly addicted. And unfortunately, individuals are using substances sometimes that they don't even know have fentanyl in it. And so we have seen studies showing that a majority of the overdoses that we have seen in our area have been related to fentanyl. And so people sometimes don't even know, though. And that's the really tricky part, is that if people are using any drugs to really not only use things like fentanyl test strips to test the drugs if you're going to use, the opportunities to make sure you're not using alone, making sure that you have opportunities to have Narcan around you. Because unfortunately, we're in a situation in our community where it's safe to assume that all drugs perhaps can have fentanyl in them, particularly cocaine and opioids.
While there's been plenty of work to try and curb the overdose rate and the opioid epidemic itself, what more do you feel needs to happen in order to find a solution to lower the numbers of overdose deaths in Erie County as a result of opioids?
I think it's also important to set realistic expectations. We have been talking about this for a few years, but we have had an opioid crisis really for 20 years at this point, maybe even more. It's going to take time until those numbers start to move. I think as a community, we have to work together. And so all of us have the opportunity to challenge stigma. That can be in things like primary care, that can be in things like schools, that can be in things as churches, and really having open dialogue so that way when people are using substances and they want help, we all have resources to share with them because we all have opportunities to help people engage into a recovery if they choose to.
Very good. Brandy, is there anything else that you want to add to our conversation that maybe we haven't discussed?
As always, I just want to encourage people if they are struggling with substance use or mental health, or they have a family member who's struggling, that we are available and to share our resource. We are at 716-831-1800, and our patient engagement center can always answer questions for individuals if they are looking for treatment options.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.